Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 19th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today we'll see more sun and fall temperatures, with a high of 74 and overnight lows in the mid-40s. It will warm up Wednesday, when the afternoon high will reach the upper 70s. In our top story, a judge said Monday he will give state lawmakers 3 more weeks to put billions of new dollars into North Carolina schools before he potentially orders them to do it. State Superior Court Judge David Lee said he can compel the General Assembly to allocate $1.7 billion in new school funding over the next 2 years to guarantee all North Carolina children a sound basic education. The leaders of the Republican-controlled General Assembly say Lee has no authority to make them provide the money. In other top stories, Raleigh police now say all 5 people killed in a single vehicle crash on Capitol Boulevard Sunday morning were boys ages 13 to 17. Police say speeding appears to have been a factor when the vehicle ran off the road heading downtown and struck a concrete bridge abutment. All 5 teens in the car died from their injuries. Police say none was wearing a seatbelt. In politics, longtime Congressman David Price announced Monday he will retire next year after more than 30 years of service. The Chapel Hill Democrats' decision not to seek re-election has already opened the gates to the 2022 Democratic primary, with State Senator Wiley Nickel of Cary, and former State Senator Floyd McKissick Jr., State Senator Mike Woodard and County Commissioner Nita Alam, all of Durham, already expressing interest. In local government news, the Wake County Board of Commissioners voted Monday to expand their non-discrimination ordinance to cover LGBTQ people. The new protection covers the parts of the county outside town and city limits, but Raleigh could join the measure today. It would protect people from discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity and other characteristics, including hair and hairstyles. The governments already protect their own employees in these areas. The new rules would extend that to public places like stores and restaurants and to hiring. And finally, the actress who played Thelma Lou on The Andy Griffith Show died Saturday after a brief illness. Betty Lynn appeared in 26 episodes between 1961 and 1966, and a few episodes of season 6, before returning to the role to marry Deputy Barney Fife, played by actor Don Knotts, in the reunion movie A Return to Mayberry in 1986. Lynn was 95 years old. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.